Can I get it? Oh yeah. Welcome to the Podcast Town Throwdown, where we help you get better at the craft of podcasting, grow your audience, and make cash from your show. I'm your host, the mayor of Podcast Town. Let's get to it.
We help you launch, grow, and maximize.
All right, Mr. Pat Miller, the idea coach, before we get into any of the goods, the games, the goodies, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Nice. So Pat, on Throwdown, we like to get right to the point. So tell us about your podcast.
My podcast, I do a show called The Pat Miller Show, creatively enough. And that's where we grow, fix, and celebrate small business. And you'd think a show like that, which is a caller-driven show where people are asking for advice in their small business, it would be for the people that call in. It is not. It is for the people that listen. Because when you listen to people confronting challenges, you can hear yourself in the callers and you can position yourself with challenges that they face. So on the show, we talk about everything that small businesses face. And I try and help the small business owner, you know, reframe their challenges, see things from a different perspective, and ultimately serve the listener through the callers that call into the show.
Perfect. And I happen to have listened to your show multiple times, and it is a fantastic show. It's always amazing to me how when people are in their element, they just do the thing and they're so great at it. If I were to try to do a Pat Miller idea show, it would not be the same. Let's just say that.
And you're right. When you're in your area of brilliance, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, that's how great shows happen. So, right, I'm on the Throwdown. I'm here giving my best. Oh, yeah, right. I'm with the mayor, right? So I'm watching and learning as we talk.
Awesome. Tell us about Podcast Rain, something that has happened to you, for you, through you, because of your show.
I think I've learned more about what I'm doing overall as a business by performing the show. The insight that the content that I'm creating is not the product. It's, or at least the people that I'm helping through the product, they're not the first priority. It's the greater audience and the greater community that hears these problems being solved. That was an insight into the effect of what I'm doing, because being a caller on a show asking for help takes a lot of courage, and not everybody's ready to put themselves out there yet. I want to be a host where everyone feels comfortable doing it, but the insight that I'm helping, let's say you call into the show and I'm helping the mayor, you know, the people that are listening might get something out of it as well. And that was a secondary effect, which is really important. And that's an insight that I've learned from doing the show itself.
That's a really good point. Asking questions requires a ton of courage, which is why this next segment is going to require tons of courage, Pat. This segment is called Guess That. Basically, I'm going to think of a person, place, or thing. Your mission in life, Mr. Pat Miller, is to figure out what that person, place, or thing is. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to play?
I'll do my best. How many questions do I get?
You get as many as you need.
Ah, okay. Is there a time limit or anything?
Not really.
All right.
All right. So I am thinking, and I wrote it down beforehand so that I won't be accused of changing it as we go, as I have been in the past. I am thinking of a thing.
You're thinking of a thing. Is it something you can buy?
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. Is it something that is inside your house or outside of your house?
It doesn't exist inside or outside.
Ooh, okay. Is it something anyone on the planet can possess?
Yeah, if they're up for it.
If they're up for it,
I'm anyone trying can to answer it. The questions without giving hints.
You to give me hints. Come on, Mr. Mayor, help me out here. Okay. Is it something that you want to have or don't want to have?
Oh, you want to have it.
You want to have it. Okay. So life is better when you have it. It's available to everyone. Technically, you can buy it. Is it happiness?
If you have it, you will achieve some happiness, I'm sure.
Is it beer? Because really, that's what I'm thinking it is, right? Come on. That sounds like beer to me.
It is not beer.
Oh.
But I'm sure that that happens in this thing.
In this thing, beer happens. And it's a thing. Is it a party? Wait, I'm supposed to be asking you questions, not is it a stuff, is it?
Some people might consider some portions of it a party.
Some portions of it are a party. Oh, man, this is really hard. It exists outside. Anybody can have it. It's something that we want to have, which is really good. Does it take a long time to get?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Is it something you can sell to others?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm running out of ideas here. Is it a podcast?
It is not a podcast, but you are close.
Okay.
You said you're running out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it to people. The beer happens in it. You want to have it. Fun happens there.
It's a thing.
I know if I give you this next hint, you'll get it.
Okay.
Collaboration happens there.
Oh, is it the Idea Collective? How did I not get that?
I was trying to give you hints, but not too many hints.
Oh, what a failure. Okay, that's a good one. You got me. You got me.
Oh, this is why I love doing this show. I'm having so much fun right now. Okay, question for you, Pat. You've been in radio, in podcasting. How do you get better as a podcaster?
I get better as a podcaster when I stop listening to what people tell me to do and I start listening to my intuition and curiosity. The more times that I listen to the voice inside my head that says, oh, that's, I'd like to know that, that makes me a better interviewer. And a lot of the stuff that I do is interviewing or asking questions. And I find when I follow my curiosity, not what you're supposed to do, I become more authentic. And when you become more authentic and become more curious, you're generally a better host.
So I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Two-part question. Coming from the radio world, where it's sort of all about here is how you shall do, how do you make that transition into podcasting? And how do you ask better questions?
Making the transition is hard. Like, I've had to get mindset coaching. I've had to really try and reprogram myself about what it takes to be more authentically myself and less the character that's targeting a certain demographic that a radio station is trying to serve. Because I don't want to go off on a tangent, but mini tangent alert, every radio station only cares about a 10-year age range of a certain demographic. So if you're talking to women 25, 34, you only want to talk about stuff they care about, even if that's not you. Even if that's not what you're interested in, everything runs through that filter. Podcasting and great podcast hosts put everything through the curiosity filter and through their own intuition. That's what makes them great hosts. So I had to stop thinking about what the audience wanted me to ask. And I had to start thinking about the things that I wanted to ask and the things that I thought would make the interview better. And then how do I ask good questions? That's tough. I try and make them as plain spoken as possible, as short as possible, and realize that my job is to pull as much great content out of the guest as possible and not be the star of the show myself. Because when you listen to an interview podcast, and here's a big red flag, go back and listen to your last podcast. If it was my turn to ask you a question and I said something like this, well, you know, Elsie, that's interesting because in my career, I always look at it as A, B, C, D, E. So let me ask you. If every time you ask a question, it goes through what you think and what you believe, and then you ask, you're not doing it right, in my opinion. You want it to be all about the guest and get all the good stuff out of them. That's how I look at it, at least.
That is worth its weight in gold, that advice. Yeah, thank you for that. So I've been told that I crush people's confidence with this next segment. Are you ready to play a little bit of trivia, Pat?
Man, I will do the trivia, but I'm already crushed by your thing. So you've already got me down to smithereens. So bring it on, man.
Who runs Podcast Town?
All right, Pat, I'm going to give you six categories. History, arts, geography, science, general, or entertainment. Which one would you like?
And I get to pick one of those?
You get to pick one.
All right, let's do history.
History. All right. By which nickname is Henry McCarty better known? By which nickname is Henry McCarty better known?
I have no idea. I would only say Henry VIII because it's the only Henry I can think of.
Is that your final answer?
I guess it is. I have no idea. You tell me.
It is Billy the Kid.
Oh, but now that's, come on.
Just
so you
know, Pat, these are completely random.
Uh-huh.
So they're not gotcha at all. Let's let's do one more.
Okay, that's hard.
Would you like art, geography, science, general, or entertainment?
Entertainment. I might have a chance there.
All right, let's see if I can pronounce this correctly.
Uh-oh.
Which long-running TV show was the brainchild of former RAF gutter Bill Wright? Which long-running TV show was the brainchild of former RAF gunner Bill Wright?
Hogan's Heroes.
Final answer?
Yes. Oh, no, come
on! I so love doing that. The correct answer is Mastermind.
That's my official reaction. I don't even have my sound effects bank out. That's all you get. These are hard, dude.
Well, you know, some guests do better than others. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I have. Okay, so let's do one more because I want to give you a chance to get one right here.
What is your first name?
Let's go with art, science, or general.
Oh, my goodness. Knowing how hard these are, give me general.
Okay. How many furlongs are there in a mile?
I'm going to say 6.
Oh, I love my job so much. It's 8.
Furlong.
Yeah.
Furlong, Mastermind, and Billy the Kid. That's what you give me, Mr.
Yes,
Mayor?
Yes.
Seriously? That's what I get coming on the show?
I'm sorry. You know, sometimes people do better than other times.
And clearly I'm 0-3. Don't even ask me anymore. I'll be the worst guest of all time. So there you go. I'm not good at trivia, I guess.
Okay. So a lot in life and in podcasting is trial and error. How in the world do you grow an audience in podcasting? What's the secret sauce?
It's hard. It's hard. And I haven't really figured it out. One thing I've been thinking about lately, and it would be interesting to get your feedback on this because you're the guy, is you are what your metrics say you are. And that's something that is a harsh truth that is leading me to reformat some of the things that I'm doing and rethink some of the things that I'm doing. That if your numbers aren't what you want them to be, well, those numbers are made up of decisions of people either choosing to listen for a short amount or not at all, or long, whatever it might be. So how do you grow an audience? I mean, you pay attention to your metrics, but I still hold on to the belief that the closer we can get to our authentic personality and doing things that feel good to us, we'll find an audience. That audience might not be very big. Not everyone's audience is going to be big. And not every audience has to be big, depending on why you're doing a podcast. If you're not trying to replicate a broadcast, but you're a business-to-business podcast, you've got 50 downloads a week, if 30 of those 50 are ideal clients, you're killing it. So it's not like we all have to have 1 million people a week listen to our show. If we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, what makes us incredibly unique, and we're connecting with the right people, that's a win. So how do you grow it? I think you get more and more authentic, and you pay attention to the numbers to guide your execution and level of authenticity. I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's what I'm going with.
That is fantastic. Perspective is big. What ways do you get value from your show?
Do I get value from the show?
Yep.
I get reps more than anything. When I'm doing the show, the way that I do it is we're dealing with callers one by one live without a net. That's how I position it. So people call in and they say, and I ask them ahead of time, do not tell me what you're going to ask me. I want to be cold. And for me, it's practice. So my job is to listen to their business challenge, ask some insightful questions, and then try and connect the disconnected or see an angle that they didn't see before. So what I get out of it is practice. And I, what's the 10,000 hours? Is that what it is? 10,000 hours you can become an expert. To me, it's my chance to put in reps of solving people's problems, helping them see what they're missing. And every time I take a caller, I get better. If you choose to come at it from a perspective of, I'm here to get better. I'm not here to prove that I'm smart. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. And I'm here to try and get better. And that's how I try and do it. So that's what I get out of it, is I get practice.
Which is sort of related to the thing that you did not guess earlier in the program, the idea collector, right? It's there's some tie in there, right?
Absolutely. That's what the group is about. The group, one of the things I'm starting to say about the group, and I do believe that this is true, is that this group is for small business owners and entrepreneurs that have the courage to ask for help and are willing to show up and help others. That's the guiding thread through what I'm doing and why this community is different. There are a million places you can go network and slap business cards and send referrals back and forth and be a hustle and grind entrepreneur. God bless. Go do whatever works for you. My group is for small business owners that don't want to grow it alone, and they're willing to show up and give when they can, and then have the courage to ask for help when they need it, because not everybody's willing to do it. And if you don't ask for help, that's how you end up being saddled with imposter syndrome, where you're not sure if you're doing the right thing. You're not confident. You're not clear on what the objective is. All of that stuff comes when you set down your ego and say, I'm not sure if I'm doing this the best way. Can someone help me? That's what the group is about.
Speaking of being an imposter and not being confident, you seem like a pretty stand-up, honest, authentic guy, Pat. But what I'm going to ask you to do next is give me three things. Two of those things are going to be true. The other thing is going to be just a flat-out lie. So I want you to lie to me, Pat.
I'm going to try. But you're pretty good at this. And seeing how I perform so poorly on the other two portions of your program, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to stump you.
Well, this might be an opportunity to redeem yourself here. So
okay.
I'm going to give myself a little bit of time to gather my thoughts and then we'll play.
Okay.
All right, hit me.
You ready? Three truths and a lie.
So.
Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Yes.
All right. First thing, I prefer vanilla to chocolate.
Okay.
I know how to play the trombone. I'm a city bowling champion in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, so give me those again. Prefer vanilla to chocolate.
I prefer vanilla to chocolate.
Okay.
I know how to play the trombone, and I'm a city bowling champion in Peoria, Illinois. Those are my three things. One of those things is a lie.
That's really good, because I feel like I know a couple of these things about you. I definitely know you play trombone. So I'm just gonna.
Oh, you know that. I've told you
that
before.
That is true for sure.
I did play trombone.
My chances are increasing here. Let me see. I think you are a bowler. I believe you are. So I think you could swing a city bowling championship in Peoria, even though Peoria is, you know, the land of U of I and I'm a Saluki. That's forgivable. I don't think you prefer vanilla to chocolate. I think that's the lie.
You're right. I prefer. Look at you.
I nailed it.
You can't stump the mayor. It's impossible. Yes, I played trombone all throughout high school and into college. When I was a teenager and, you know, just preteen, I was the city bowling champion in Peoria. I used to really know what I was doing way back when. But yes, I prefer chocolate to vanilla. Thank you very much.
I feel so refreshing, because most of the time I totally fail on those. So when I get it right, mm-hmm. it is a victory. So having said all that, firstly, I want to give you an opportunity. I know I usually don't do this, but you're special, Pat. Talk a little bit about the retreat that's coming up. I want to give people an opportunity to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, thanks. And I appreciate that you're giving me sympathy because I'm so terrible at playing your games. You're going to give me time to talk about my retreat. So the Idea Collective online community, we're getting everyone together in person for the first time I've ever heard this happening. We're doing a three-day retreat for small business owners at the Grand Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva in early November. The whole concept is bring people together so they could build connections and power partnerships, and then teach them as much as we can with brilliant speakers and presenters. We're bringing in Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule best-selling author. She's going to be our virtual keynote on Saturday afternoon. We're bringing in my marketing hero, Jesse Cole from the Savannah Bananas, who was just on ESPN again last week for his baseball team and how he's celebrating his fans first. And then a whole bunch of speakers that we're going to start announcing between now and early September. And it's just going to be a one-of-a-kind thing. 3 days, beautiful resort, making connections, building partnerships, setting your goals for 2022. And I'm super fired up about it.
And Jesse and his team just won the championship, I believe I saw.
They did. They did. The Savannah Bananas are now the champion of the Coastal Plains League, is the league that they play in. And I've, for what it's worth, there are a few minor league clubs around us. One of them heard that we're bringing in Jesse Cole, and they are so psyched to come to the retreat because they just want to meet him. Like, this guy is walking among everyone else when it comes to minor league baseball. They think this guy is the greatest. I think he's the greatest because he's built his entire team and outlook on how to celebrate the end user first. And that could be translated to every small business there is. How do you celebrate your customer and make all of your decisions in their favor? And you're going to end up doing really well.
Very, very true. To your point, applies to podcasting as well. Put your listener first, what they want, what they want to hear, and you will grow your audience. Pat, if people want to say hi, reach out, learn more about you, the Idea Collective, the retreat, all the wonderful things that you have going on, how can they do that?
I'd be excited to do it as long as they don't send me more trivia questions. My website is patmilleridecoach.com. And if you want to learn more about the retreat, you can find it on that website or smallbizretreat.com. Both those two locations.
Awesome. Thanks again so much for your time, Pat.
Man, it's a pleasure to be with the mayor. And next time, easier trivia questions.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Podcast Town Throwdown. There are 3 ways to support the show. You can become a patron, you can become an advertising partner, or you can buy some swag. Make sure you follow us on our socials listed in the show notes, rate and review the show in your favorite podcast app, and finally, join our podcaster community at the link in the show notes. Till next time, keep growing.